Today we will press on to consider Paul's letter to the Philippians.
今日我哋会继续去睇保罗嘅腓立比书。
So our focus will be on chapter 3, which is a precious and deep passage.
我哋今日咧就会集中去睇第三章，都系一段非常之宝贵同埋都有好深嘅属灵意义嘅一篇。经文。
So it's like Paul is showing us what is on his mind, is showing us his heart.
咁保罗咧都系向我哋咧去敞开佢嘅心。
He shows us what is the goal of the Christian life.
亦都俾你睇到基督徒嘅生命嘅目标。
So our main text is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11.
咁我哋今日要睇嘅经文咧就系喺腓立比书三章八至十一节。
So let me read to you in English first. Verse 8. More than that, I count all things to be loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God upon faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection,and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书三章八至十一节。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面。不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
So as we study this passage in detail, you will find that Paul was single-mindedly pursuing one goal.
咁当我哋细细去读呢一篇嘅经文嘅时候咧，我哋就发现保罗系非常之专注、专一嘅去追求一个目标。
So what is that goal？
咁嗰个系咩目标咧
？It is to gain Christ。
就系要得着基督。
And he describes knowing Christ to be of surpassing value。
而佢形容咧，去认识基督为至宝啊。
Even at the time of writing this letter，
就算喺佢写呢篇书信嘅时候。
Paul still counts all things as loss in comparison to knowing Christ Jesus is his Lord.
为到能够认识佢嘅主基督耶稣，佢系看万事都系有损嘅。
So the counts is in present tense.
咁呢个所谓当作或者计算为咧，系一个现在式。
He's not saying, oh, in the past I used to look at this way.So I'm recounting something happened in the past.
咁所以嗰个时态啊，个文化上嘅时态就系现在式啦，即系话保罗咧唔系以前曾经觉得啊系啊一切都系粪土系有损，系佢而家都系咁样觉得嘅。
But why was Paul is so fixated on gaining Christ?
咁但系保罗点解会咁专注喺要得着基督呢一点上咧
？So this letter was written around 60 A.D.
咁呢封书信咧，系喺公元后嘅六十年左右写成嘅。
So Paul by that time was an elderly person。
咁其实呢个时候保罗已经系个老人家啦。
But of course, compared to John, John would say he's still a young man。
咁但系当然啦，我哋当中阿 John 弟兄咧，可能就觉得啊，保罗都仲系好后生啫。
So praise God, John turns 86 this year.
Today, 今日就好感谢神啦！今日咧，其实阿 John 嘅86岁生日。
So praise be to Heavenly Father.
咁我哋都赞美
keeping our dear brother.
咁我哋都赞美我哋嘅神啦，一路保守住阿 John 弟兄。
And he's also here to, even though it's his big day, he's also honoring God first.
咁虽然今日系佢生日嘅正日，但系咧，佢都嚟到我哋当中，首先去将一切嘅尊崇归俾神。
So Paul was an elderly person. Yeah, when we compare to ourselves.
咁所以对比我哋其他人咧，咁保罗都系一位长者，一个老人家啦。
And it was about 30 years after he became Christian.
咁亦都系保罗成为一个基督徒大概30年之后。
And having served in the ministry of the gospel to bring the good news to good news of salvation to the Gentiles.
亦都系佢已经开始咗去成为一个外邦人嘅使徒，去将福音带俾佢哋。
So 30 years into ministry, Paul was still so determined to gain Christ and to know him.
所以在他已经开始服侍了30年之后，保罗仍然是这么坚定，为了要得着基督，为了更认识基督。
So 30 years is not a short time.
30年呢并不是短的时间。
So 30 years ago was, this year is 2025, 30 years was 1995, right?
Is it? 是吧？大家数学好一点。嗱，咁今年2025年啦，咁减30年系几多啊？即系几边一年咧？应该系1995年系嘛
？So what were you doing in 1995？
咁大家喺1995年嘅时候做紧啲咩咧？
啊 ，so give you five
中学啦系嘛？扮嘢。新闻。So very studying， OK， 读紧书。
So 30 years is not a short time。
30年咧，并唔系短嘅时间。
So after 30 years, at the time of facing possible death penalty,
咁过咗30年啦，而且咧仲要系面对紧有可能要被判死刑嘅时候。
Paul's goal of his Christian life stays the same.
保罗嘅人生目标啊，喺个基督徒生命嘅目标咧，仍然系冇变过嘅。
He focuses on gaining Christ.
佢就系专注喺要得着基督。
He still counts all things as loss in comparison to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord.
他仍然呢看万事都是有损即损失、为了就要得着耶稣基督。
So we must ask, what was the reason for Paul's fixation on gaining Christ?
那我们就要去问了，究竟保罗为什么会这么专注为了要得着基督呢？
So I would like to share with you three stories from three people.
我就想和大家分享三个不同的故事，都是三个不同人物的经历。
To help you understand step by step, why knowing Christ is of surpassing value, and why is it that... Yeah, go.
那就可以帮助大家能够逐步的去认识为什么认识基督是超过一切的，它的价值是无比的。
And why is it that in Yahweh God's plan of salvation,In order to gain Christ, you and I need to lose everything, just like Paul did.
同埋点解啊？喺亚维神嘅救恩计划里面，如果我哋想得着基督，你同我都必须去丢弃万事，就好似保罗一样。
So the story of the first person is someone whom I admired and followed the news when I was growing up.
咁我要同大家分享嘅第一个人物同埋嘅故事咧，就系一个我从细喺新闻啊嗰啲都好留意好。欣賞的人。
So some of you know one of my hobby is to play basketball.
咁可能大家都知道我其中一個嗜好就係打籃球。
So do you know who this person is?
咁大家認唔認識呢位仁兄咧？
Michael Jordan,
Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant. Me, I was joking,
right? Kobe.
Kobe.
Kobe. 係，我用咗普通話翻譯。OK, Kobe.总之你知系边个啦。
So in late 1990s, I was in high school at that time.
咁咧喺90年代尾，系咪咁讲啊？即系1990年尾嘅时候咧，我就其实仲读紧中学嘅。
So I was already hearing about this young talented player.
咁我已经听到好多关于呢个非常之年轻但系好有才华嘅篮球员。
So Kobe played in NBA from 1996 to 2016.
咁呢个 Kobe 佢就系喺1996年至到2016年期间咧，系打呢个 NBA 嘅。
So 20 years.
咁即系20年嘅时间。
So during this time, yeah, I will follow his team and the news or stories about him, yeah, from time to time.
咁即系喺呢段期间咧，我临时都会去从新闻啊或者其他途径都去留意下呢个球员。
So he was a very talented player.
咁系非常之有才华嘅一个篮球员。
So Already in the second year of his career, he won the slam dunk contest.
咁喺佢嘅篮球职业生涯里面嘅第二年咧，佢已经赢咗呢个入樽。
And not only was he talented,
咁佢唔单止好有才华啦。
He was also very hardworking.
佢都系非常之勤奋嘅。
So he did not just rely on his talents and didn't practice.
咁佢咧就唔系净系靠自己有才华，又唔去练习。
He was described by his coach and teammates to be the hardest working person on the team throughout his career.
咁喺佢成个职业生涯里面咧，佢被佢嘅篮球队嘅教练啦，同埋佢嘅队友咧，都形容为系全队人最勤力、最勤力嗰、那个。
He was always the first person to go to the basketball court to start practicing early in the morning.
佢永远都系成队人之中最早去到个篮球场开始练习嘅嗰一位。
So in the 20 years of Kobe's basketball career, he had achieved quite high as a player.
所以咧喺Kobe 佢呢个篮球生涯里面嗰20年咧，其实佢系真系达到一个非常之高嘅成绩噶。
So he was one of the top players for many years.
所以咧有好多年佢都系最顶尖嘅篮球手。
So for example, oh, you already showed it. Okay, so he won five NBA championship throughout his career.
咁咧，佢喺佢嘅职业生涯里面咧就赢咗。好多次，五次个 NBA 嘅冠军。
He was playing for LA Lakers.
咁佢系为到呢个洛杉矶湖人队打波嘅。
And he was inducted to the NBA Basketball Hall of Fame twice.
咁甚至咧，佢系呢个 NBA 名人堂有一席位嘅，两次都有。
First as a NBA player.
咁首先咧就系、是、以一个 NBA 嘅球员嘅身份啦。
And second time as a basketball player for the USA basketball team。
咁第二次咧就系、是、以一个美国篮球队入面嘅一个篮球员嘅身份。
So yeah, so the Hall of Fame for NBA is like the Nobel Prize, yeah, for NBA players.
咁呢个咩 NBA 名人堂系咩咧？其实咧就可以话好似篮球呢、这个篮球界嘅一个诺贝尔奖咁样嘅地位。
So it's the highest honor given to an NBA player to be recognized by all people。
咁系即系大家咧对打篮球俾佢最高荣誉嘅一个职位嚟噶。
But the reason I thought of him recently was because currently it's a NBA final season.
咁点解最近我又会谂起呢一个球员咧？就因为而家正值系NBA 最后即系今年嘅球赛嘅尾声。
So there's Western and Eastern conferences. They are having the finals.
东岸西岸。
Thank you. 咁东岸同西岸咧，而家就喺度最后打紧总决赛。
And the winner from the East and West, they will compete and to compete for the final champion of this year's NBA.
咁所以东岸同西岸球队咧就而家喺度打得好激烈咧，就争紧呢个冠军啊。
So the championship is glorious, but also transient.
咁呢一个攞到呢个 NBA 嘅冠军，虽然系好荣誉，但其实都系好短暂。
So Kobe retired in 2016 with lots of achievements. He was well loved by many.Not just fans, but also fellow players, coaches.
咁 Kobe 咧喺2016年其实已经退休啦。咁佢唔单止系获得好高嘅成就啦，而且咧佢系即系受众人爱戴，唔单止系球迷，甚至佢自己嘅教练啊，同埋队员都系好热爱佢嘅。
But just 4 years later, to the shock of the whole world, he passed away suddenly due to a helicopter accident.
咁但係非常之令人惋惜嘅就係佢退休四年之後呢，佢就喺一次嘅直升機嘅意外裡面就已經離世啦。
And even sadder was his daughter, 13 years old daughter was also passed away together with him and along with a few family friends on a helicopter. So I can see the next photo.
咁但係更加可惜嘅呢就係喺嗰場意外裏面呢，其實佢13歲嘅女同埋幾位親朋好友都一齊離難。
So as I watch recaps of the NBA Finals Championship this year,
咁所以當我去睇今年最後呢啲球賽嘅重播嘅時候呢，
So I also thought of Kobe.
咁我就諗起 Kobe 呢個球員。
He worked so hard to achieve many great things as a basketball player.
佢系几咁努力勤奋去达到一个篮球员最想要嘅呢啲嘅成就。
And not just on the basketball court.
佢唔单止喺球场上。
So he himself said he doesn't want to be only be remembered as a famous basketball player.
佢曾經咁講過，佢話佢唔希望人哋記得佢咧，只係係一名籃球員。
So he also contributed to various charities.
佢亦都咧好熱心喺慈善嘅工作上面。
So even work with the Chinese government to help yeah, in charity yeah, endeavors.
咁佢咧甚至係有同中國政府去有合作啦，去推動一啲慈善事業。
He also co-written books for underprivileged children.
佢甚至咧都有同其他人一齊寫一啲書咧，係專係為嗰啲即係冇咁幸運嗰啲人群小朋友去寫嘅書。
So actually, at the time of his passing away, he was in the process of writing together with an author one book for yeah, children.
咁其實當佢離世嗰時咧，佢正係同另一位作家咧合作，即係預備緊一本書係俾小朋友嘅。
And he was also a family man, a good husband who looked after the family and his children.
而且咧，佢都係一個非常之愛家庭嘅好爸爸、好丈夫。
So actually, on this accident, he was accompanying his daughter to a basketball event that her daughter would be participating in.
咁其實喺呢場意外嘅時候咧，佢正係同佢嘅女一齊去緊一場佢嘅女要打嘅籃球賽嘅途中。
Yet when his time was up,
但係當時間到啦
，Kobe though a great sportsman,
雖然 Kobe 係一個非常好嘅運動員
，well loved by many,
係受到萬人嘅熱愛
，he had to let go of all that he had gained,
但佢都要放低一切佢所賺取到嘅。
He couldn't take away anything with him.Beyond death anymore.
当过咗一个死亡呢条线咧，佢并唔可以带走任何嘅嘢。
So actually, it was his wife who went to Kobe, who went on Kobe's behalf to receive the honor of being inducted to the NBA Hall of Fame.
所以实际上咧，系佢嘅太太要代表佢去呢个 NBA 名人堂嗰度领受嗰个荣誉。
So in January 2020, on that day.I don't think he would expect his life to be ending that day.
咁所以回望喺2020年嘅一月份嗰一日，当意外发生嘅嗰一日，我相信 Kobe 完全冇谂过嗰一日就系佢生命中最后一日。
So only 4 years after his retirement.
只不过系佢退咗休4年嘅咁短嘅时间。
So he was only 41 back in 2020.
咁喺2020年嘅时候，佢只不过系41岁。
His daughter Gianna was 13.
而佢嘅女 Gianna 只系得13岁。
So when you think about it, a hardworking person achieves so much through the years of hard work.
所以当你去谂嘅时候，一个人去咁拼尽全力去得到咁多嘅成就。
Yet in facing death, like all of us left to ourselves.
但系当面对死亡嘅时候，就好似我哋其余嘅人一样。
So we each have to say goodbye to all that we have when we die.
当我哋死嗰一刻，我哋都必须同我哋所拥有嘅一切讲再见。
So if death is the end of a person's life,
咁如果死亡系我哋人生嘅一个终结嘅话
，then the life of man is very grim and sad picture。
咁人生都真系一个几灰暗、几可悲嘅图画。
Because you don't know when you will die。
因为我哋冇人知道我哋几时要离开呢个世界。
And all that you work so hard for, you will have to give them up at the point of death.
而且我哋再辛苦、再努力去赚取嘅一切咧，其实喺死亡嗰一刻，我哋都必须要放低。
So if there's no eternity, if there doesn't exist things worth of eternal value or our pursuit,
所以如果人生中系冇永恒、冇任何嘅嘢系其实有永恒价值嘅时候咧
，then our life would be just like what Apostle Paul describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 32.
咁我哋嘅生命咧，就正正系使徒保罗喺哥林多前书15:32嗰度咁讲。
There it says, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
But thanks be to Yahweh, our Creator God.
但系感谢耶和天父，我哋嘅创造主。
His plan for mankind goes much further than death of this physical body.
佢对我哋人类救恩嘅计划咧，系远远超过我哋一个肉体生命嘅终结。
God has plans of salvation for mankind that is much more than this transient world and this physical life on earth.
神对人类呢个救恩嘅计划咧，系远远超过呢个短暂嘅物质世界，亦都超过我哋呢个短暂嘅人生。
But to be able to be part of His plan,
但如果我哋想喺神嘅计划当中。
We must be someone who has faith and someone who is worthy to enter into eternal life, into this age to come.
咁我哋一定要系一班有信心、系忠心嘅人，而且咧系配得进入呢个永恒生命，就系喺将来要嚟嘅世代里。
So in Luke chapter 20, verse 34 to 35, it says.
在路加福音20:34-35咁话。
And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage."
路加福音20:34-35，耶稣对他们说：这世代的人有娶有嫁，唯有配得那要来的世代和从死人中复活的人，不娶也不嫁。
Just a side note is here, Jesus is saying, in the new heaven and earth, yeah, marriage between a guy and a woman is not a thing anymore, is not in any, or is not popular anymore.
咁咧，其實就我哋暫時轉一個補充啦。喺呢段經文講到咧，其實耶穌話俾佢聽啊，喺嚟緊呢個新嘅世代裏面咧，其實婚姻已經再唔係一個重要嘅事情，已經再冇男女之間呢個婚姻噶啦。
So here we see Jesus talk about the age to come。
咁所以主耶穌其實係講緊將要嚟嘅呢個新嘅世代
，which is the eternal life in God's salvation plan。
其實就係喺神救恩計劃裏面咧，呢個即係永生嘅部分。
So is the New heaven and earth described in Revelations.
亦都係啟示錄所形容呢個新天新地要臨到嘅事。
So notice is those who are considered worthy by God who will be able to enter into the age to come.
咁我哋留意到咧，係神睇為配得嘅嗰啲人咧，先可以進入呢個新嘅世代。
So they will be able to receive the eternal life.
咁佢哋就可以領受呢個永生啦。
And here we can also notice eternal life is linked with the matter of resurrection from the dead.
而呢度我哋都睇到咧，永生咧同埋从死里复活咧系紧密相连嘅。
So let us keep this link between eternal life and resurrection from the dead at the back of our mind, because we'll come back to it.
咁我哋而家首先咧就将永生同埋呢个复活呢个关联咧都摆喺心里面，我哋一阵间会再翻嚟睇。
So the truth revealed to us from the Bible is.
咁圣经所启示俾我哋嘅真理咧就系。
So there is much more than just this.Transient life on earth.
其实咧，我哋嘅人生啊，系远远超过我哋呢个肉体好短暂嘅生命。
Our Creator Yahweh God has his plan to give eternal life to those who are considered worthy to enter into the age to come.
我哋嘅创造主Yahweh神咧，其实佢已经计划好，佢要将永生赐俾嗰啲配得进入呢个将来世代呢个新生命嘅人。
But how do we receive eternal life?
咁我哋点可以领受永生呢
？How can we come to know Yahweh God and His salvation plan?
我哋点样可以认识 Yahweh 神同埋佢嘅救恩计划呢
？So someone asked this question during Jesus' ministry.
咁其实喺耶稣嘅事工里面都有人去问过佢呢个问题。
So it was a rich young ruler.
咁就系一个又有钱又年轻嘅官曾经去问过佢呢个问题。
Also religious, keeping the law at that time.
而且咧，佢系一个非常之对宗教好热诚啦，好认真去守律法嘅人。
So this is the second story I would like to share with you.
咁呢个就系我想同大家分享嘅第二个故仔。
So the whole account is from Luke chapter 18:17-30.
咁成段事迹就记载喺路加福音18:17-30.
Because it's long, I give you the reference. You can take a look at home.
咁因为都经文记载比较长啦，我都讲咗章节俾你哋知，你哋翻屋企可以自己详细睇。
So the rich young ruler was very sincere and humble to ask Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit the eternal life?"
咁呢个又有钱又年轻嘅官咧，系好真诚、好谦卑嘅嚟到问耶稣，良善嘅老师，究竟我要做啲乜嘢先可以承受永生咧
？And basically, the Lord Jesus replied, "If you are able to keep the law." You'll be able to enter into eternal life.
咁好简单嚟讲，耶稣基督去回答佢咧，就系话：如果你能够守律法，咁你就可以进入呢个永生啦。
We know that the whole Old Testament law can be summarized by the commandment to love.
咁我哋都知道啦，全本旧约嘅律法都可以被一条律法，就系要去爱呢个诫命去总结出。
Which is the greatest commandment?
亦都系最大嗰条诫命。
Is to love Yahweh. Your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去爱耶和你的神。
And secondly, you are to love your neighbor as yourself.
其次，你要爱人如己。
So these are the essence of the whole Old Testament law.
你可以说这两个诫命其实就是全本旧约律法的精髓。
And Jesus seeing this young man being very sincere was helping him to truly be able to live out these two commandments.
咁耶稣睇到呢个年轻人系咁诚恳嘅时候咧，佢都去尝试帮助佢，真系能够活出呢两条诫命。
But before that, he has to remove the hindrance.
但系做呢一点之前，佢必须帮呢个年轻人咧去挪移，即系拎走嗰啲拦咗佢嘅地方。
So what is the hindrance?
咁拦咗佢嘅系乜嘢嘢
？That prevent us from loving God with all our hearts, our person, and loving others as ourselves.
究竟是什么东西拦了我们真的全心全意去爱神和爱人如己呢
It's the self, yeah, the self-centeredness.
其实就是自我那种自我为中心。
The fleshly inclination, yeah, that we always are obsessed with ourselves.
就是我们那种很肉体的倾向啊常常都关注的都是我们自己。
So this fleshly desire or self-centeredness will prevent us from being able to truly love God and withOur whole person and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
So, this 肉体的倾向这种的欲望呢就是会拦阻我们能够真切的去爱神和去爱人如己。
So, the Lord Jesus, out of his love for this young man, was trying to point him in the right direction by calling him to be his disciple.
So, 主耶稣呢为了去帮助这个年轻人呢去即是向一个正确的方向行的时候他就去呼召这个年轻的财主这个官去成为他的门徒。
So just like the song we sang, the holy calling.
就好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌有这个神圣的呼召。
So Jesus Christ was asking a young ruler to say goodbye to his self-centered life, to sell all he has and take up his cross, to follow after him.
咁主耶稣咧就去叫呢个年轻嘅官，你要向你旧嘅自我生命讲再见，你去变卖一切啦，你嚟跟从我，你背起你嘅十字架嚟跟从我。
And this requires faith.
但系呢一个咧系需要信心。
Commitment to obey God and His Christ.
咁系需要我哋愿意去顺服神同埋顺服基督嘅呢种委身。
That we follow Christ on this path of the cross.
以致我们在这个十字架的道路能够跟随主耶稣。
It's another path that's not easy to walk.
这条是一条不容易行的窄路。
But it's also a path of faith that is led by God and a path that can truly help to free a person to love God and to love others in a wonderful way.
纵然这条路是不容易但是这条也是一条信心的道路是当你被神带领的时候它能够令到你释放有自由真正去爱神和爱人。
So when you die to yourself, say goodbye to the flesh, God will make you a new person to be spiritual.
所以当你真的愿意向自我死的时候向一切旧我肉体死的时候神就会去释放你使你成为一个新造的人。
So you can truly fulfill the commandment of love by faith and with God's grace.
以致你是成为属灵的能够真正的去遵行去爱神和爱人这个诫命。
But what was the rich young ruler's reply?
但是这个年轻的官当时是怎样回应呢
So sadly, he didn't want to give up his earthly security.
很可惜呢他并不能够放下去地上这个保障。
He considered things of the transient values more precious than the kingdom of God.
他仍然觉得地上可以捉住的这些短暂的东西是比起神的国更加有价值。
More important than eternal life.
比起永生更加重要。
So he grasped onto the earthly possession and his own life tightly.
所以他就紧紧捉住他地上所有的这些财宝啦、物质啦，还有他自己的自我啦。
Even though he wants to have eternal life, but he had to turn away sadly.
虽然他是真的很想得到永生，但最后他只能够悠悠愁愁地就走了。
So Jesus, though he loved this young man, he would not allow him to allow the person to follow him unless he was willing to let go of himself and say goodbye to the old life. And say goodbye to these transient things of the world.
咁纵然主耶稣系好深爱呢个年青人，但系佢见到呢个年青人唔愿意去放低佢嘅旧我，佢呢个自我嘅时候咧，佢都冇办法去俾呢个年青人能够去跟随佢去得着永生。
So I think it's not hard to imagine what happened 20 years or 30 years later.
咁我谂唔难想象，又过咗20-30年之后。
So what happened to the rich young ruler?
咁呢个年青嘅官会系一个点嘅境况咧
？He became a rich old ruler.
咁唔再系年青嘅官，佢就系一个好富有、好老嘅官啦。
So the transient things he held tightly onto, and the earthly security, and the self he hold onto, he had to relinquish, just like Kobe when death comes upon him.
咁所以佢曾经所拥有呢啲短暂嘅一切，佢所好紧紧捉住嘅自我啊、财宝啊，其实到咗要面临死亡一刻，佢都要好似 Kobe 一样去放手。
So eventually, he also had to say goodbye to all that he had.
所以到最终，佢都同样要从一切去讲再见。
But sadly, he missed the opportunity to follow Christ.
但可惜嘅就系佢已经错过咗可以跟随耶稣嘅机会。
To be able to know Christ and to know Yahweh God in a deep and personal way that could go on to eternity.
佢已经错过咗可以去更深认识神、认识基督、进入呢份又深又真系好个人嘅呢种嘅关系，而且呢种关系系传到永恒嘅。
So this is the story of the second person I would like to share with you.
咁所以呢个咧就系我第二个想同大家分享嘅人物。
And the third person, the third story,
咁嚟到第三个人物，第三个故仔
is that of Paul or Saul.
就系保罗或者又名扫罗呢个人物。
So this was 30 years before he wrote the letters to the Philippians church.
咁我哋而家就睇翻喺保罗写信俾腓立比教会之前嘅30年。
Before he became a Christian,
佢仲未成为一名基督徒嘅时候
，he was a persecutor of the Christians, thinking.They were cultists who led the Jewish people astray from following after Yahweh God.
当时咧，扫罗咧仲系一位逼迫基督徒嘅人。佢当时真心认为咧，呢啲基督徒其实系一啲异端。佢哋咧尝试带领犹太人去行另一条路，偏离咗去跟随Yahweh神嘅道路。
But on his way to persecute the Christians,
但系当佢正喺去紧逼迫基督徒嘅路上咧
，he was given a heavenly vision of the risen Christ.
神就俾佢睇到耶稣基督复活咗嘅基督嘅一个异象。
Jesus spoke to him in that vision.
耶稣咧就喺嗰个异象同保罗讲嘢。
And Paul knew he had been wrong.
咁终于保罗意识到原来佢系错嘅。
Jesus is the Christ, the anointed Lord and Savior chosen by God Yahweh.
耶稣咧就系嗰位基督，就系嗰位神所高立、所拣选嘅嗰一位。
Imagine if you were Paul.
咁大家试想下，如果你系保罗
，You had worked so hard to be a Pharisee, who is the really devout religious leaders of the Jewish people at that time.
你一生几咁热诚努力去成为一个法利赛人，系当时非常之有地位，系好虔诚嘅一班人。
Yeah, so people look up to you.
所有人都好敬重你。
Your social standing and career prospect in the future is quite good.
你无论喺社会嘅地位啦，或者你将来前途咧，都系非常之光明一片。
And you are also religious and zealous for Judaic faith in God.
而且为到呢个犹太教咧，你系几咁嘅热诚，几咁热心。
But in this vision of the risen Jesus, Paul understood Jesus was Yahweh God's chosen Messiah.
但系就系藉住呢一个复活嘅基督嘅异象咧，保罗终于明白原来耶稣就系Yahweh神所拣选嘅弥赛亚。
The one in God's salvation plan for the Jews first, and also for the whole world to follow and listen to.
佢就系神所拣选预定嘅嗰位，系希望唔单止犹太人首先去跟从，甚至世界其他嘅人都去跟从嘅嗰位。
So he was the beloved son who was well pleasing to God.
佢就系嗰位。神所喜悦嘅爱子。
So Paul's faced with two choices.
咁当时保罗咧面临两个选择。
Either commit to the truth revealed to him.
一系咧佢就愿意去委身去回应呢个启示咗俾佢嘅真理。
To follow Christ.
去跟随耶稣基督。
This means he has to say goodbye to his old life.
亦都意味住佢一定要向佢旧我嘅生命去讲再见啦。
Or to be like the rich young ruler.
又或者佢可以选择好似头先讲嘅年轻嘅官一样
，to grasp tightly on his life and all that he worked so hard to earn in this world，
继续紧紧捉住佢过去几咁辛苦为自己所积累、所积存嘅一切
，to be somebody in people's eyes in this world，
就喺呢个世界喺其他人眼中成为一个重要嘅人物
，and to reject the calling of God Yahweh through Christ to follow him，
去拒绝。神亚维神藉住耶稣基督对佢嘅呼召。
So if you and I were in Paul's shoes，
咁如果你同我系代入保罗嘅位置
，What would your choice be？
你嘅选择又系咩咧
？Would you stick to your comfort zone， hold on to the earthly security and glory？
你会唔会继续停留喺你嘅舒适地带，继续紧紧捉住你地上所有嘅保障
？Or are you someone who is brave to commit to the truth？
定系你有呢份勇气？去向呢个真理去委身
，despite the cost，
不惜代价嘅去回应。
The cost is everything。
而呢个代价咧，系你嘅一切。
You need to turn your back on the world and set your eyes on the eternal God and His Christ, like the Israelite living Egypt。
你咧需要向呢个世界旧有嘅一切去告别，即系可以话转身，唔再去睇呢一切。然后呢将你的眼目转向神。亦都是转向呢将你的眼呢定睛在永恒的神和基督一样就好像当时呢以色列人他们离开埃及要去跟随服侍神一样。
Yeah, so they need to leave Egypt in order to be able to serve God and follow him yeah, in the wilderness all the way to the promised land.
以色列人当时呢都是面临一个选择他要必须首先离开埃及他才有可能去转向跟随同埋服侍亚维神，无论喺经过呢个旷野，一直至到应许地。
So it's a tough choice, isn't it?
咁所以真系一个好难嘅选择，系咪咧
？Yeah, to have earthly the transient security, to enjoy the transient things of the world, versus to forsake the old self-centered life and to be nobody in the world, but to be a follower of Christ and a child of God.
一系我哋就继续。在这个世界里面有我们的地位有我们这个世界给我们的保障去继续享受这些短暂的物质。一是我们就要去摒弃一切旧的自我为中心的生命愿意在这个世界上成为一个无有是很是啦就是很卑微的一个身份然后我们愿意去跟随基督。
And to set our eyes on the things of God's things of eternal value.
我哋将我哋嘅眼目定睛喺神，定睛喺永恒价值嘅事情上。
So it takes nothing less than faith, total commitment to step out in to follow Christ.
所以要踏出呢一步去跟随基督咧，系需要有信心，亦都需要有呢份完全嘅委身。
Because this is the path of the cross.
因为呢一条系十字架嘅道路。
Yeah, so death to self.
你要向自我死去。
But glory to God.
但系咧。亦都系荣耀神嘅一条道路。
It's only when we die to ourselves, we are free to love, love God and also love others.
因为唯有我哋愿意向自我死去咧，我哋先有可能有呢份自由能力咧，去爱神同埋爱其他人。
Thanks be to God when we read Philippians chapter 3.
感谢神，当我哋去睇腓立比书第三章嘅时候咧
，we see Paul was determined to follow Christ and to gain Christ even 30 years after becoming Christians.And serving in the ministry.
我哋见到保罗佢几咁坚决去继续跟随基督，去得着基督。虽然由佢啱啱成为基督徒开始已经过咗三十年。
So God through Christ changed Paul.
神藉住基督咧，彻底改变咗保罗。
So Paul not only showed love to his fellow Jews, but he has a heart for Gentiles, those non-Jews who have yet to know God.
保罗咧唔单止对佢嘅犹太同胞有呢份嘅爱，佢甚至咧对嗰啲非犹太人，所谓外邦人咧，都系有呢份嘅热诚。
He desired to bring the message of salvation of Christ to them.
佢系渴慕将救恩呢个咁重要嘅好信息咧，带俾呢啲非犹太人。
So do you know he also died because of this?
你知唔知佢亦都系为咗呢一个使命而牺牲嘅咧
？So these are the three stories from three people I want to share with you.
咁所以咧，以上就系三个人物嘅三个唔同嘅故仔，我想同大家分享。
So their stories are each different.
虽然每个故仔都唔同。
But what is the same is they all said goodbye to all that they had.
但是共同的地方呢就是每一个人都要向他们从前所拥有的一切讲再见。
Though at different points in their life.
虽然是在他们人生不同的阶段里面。
For Kobe, you can say it was unexpected that he suddenly had to let go and say goodbye to all that he had.
对于 Kobe 来说可能是一个完全没有想过很突然的要向他一切世界所拥有的去告别。
And for the rich young ruler, though Jesus had shown him the way,Leading to eternal life.
对于那个年轻有才的这个财主，他虽然耶稣已经讲得很清楚给他听，应该是怎样行。
By calling him to follow him on the path of the cross.
就如果他想得着永生，他必须要跟随这条十架的道路。
So the young ruler turned down the calling.
但是这个年轻的财主呢，是拒绝了这个邀请，这个呼召。
Grasped tightly to his old life, the transient world, but eventually he had to let it go.When he died as well.
他紧紧捉住他地上短暂的生命，短暂所拥有的东西，但是其实结果都是一样，他有一天在他死的时候，他都要向他所拥有的一切说再见。
For Paul, after seeing the vision, by faith in God and in Christ, he said goodbye to all that he had.
来到保罗了，当他看到这个天上的异象的时候，他对于神有这份信心的回应，他愿意去回应基督的时候，他就向他所拥有的一切说再见。
Including his pride as a Pharisee, his social standing, his achievements, his ambitions.
这一切呢包括了他作为犹太人，作为法利赛人的那份的尊荣，那份的自信，也都是一切他之前所有的梦想啦、大志啦。
So he brought everything he had at the feet of Jesus Christ, yeah, to give his life to God and to Christ.
所以他愿意将他所拥有的一切带到去耶稣脚前，真的向耶稣基督去献上。
So 30 years later, he still had no regret whatsoever.
过了30年，他一点都没有后悔。
And he was...So focused on gaining and knowing Christ.
他仍然是非常的专注去认识得着基督。
So what does the three stories have to do with you and I?
那究竟这三个故事和你和我有什么关系呢?
So the same thing is, sooner or later, we all need to say goodbye to all that we have.
同样的地方就是,迟早你和我都一样要向我们所拥有、所经营的一切说再见。
Either when we commit to follow Christ, or when we die,Physically.
无论是我们愿意走出这一步委身给耶稣基督跟随他又或者当我们要离世的时候
So the Bible already says everyone will die once and after death there comes judgment
圣经已经清楚告诉你们人人都必有一死且死后会有审判
Some sooner, some later
有些可能死亡是来得快些有些可能来得迟些
But if we have eyes to see, God has revealed to us His love and precious plan of salvation for us in Christ Jesus.
但如果你和我有眼睇得见呢其实神已经藉着耶稣基督去将这个救恩计划启示了给我们看了。
So that is the reason why Paul was so fixated on gaining and knowing Christ, because gaining Christ has to do with receiving eternal life from God.
所以这个也都是为什么保罗会能够这么专注定睛在这个目标就是要去认识基督得着基督因为当他得着基督呢其实就是领受从神来的这个永生
So notice in today's passage in verse 11
今天的经文里面的第十一节
So what is the result of gaining and knowing Christ?
能够认识得着基督带来的是什么结果呢
So we can see that in knowing Christ, Paul says I might attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在第十至十一节呢保罗说我如果能够得着基督呢或者也得以从死里复活。
So remember earlier we made the connection between the coming age, the age to come, and the eternal life with the resurrection from the dead. Like in Luke chapter 20 verse 35.
咁记唔记得呢喺我哋讲到前啲嘅部分啦我都有带大家睇到去领受呢、這个即係入到呢个将要嚟嘅世代领受呢个永生呢同呢个从死里复活係有一个关联嘅。正如我哋喺路加福音二十章三十五节睇到。
We see why Christ is so precious to Paul, because to gain Christ means to know, to experience God's salvation.
我哋见到点解对保罗嚟讲，认识基督系咁宝贵咧？系佢能够得着佢咧？其实就系 I'm so sorry.
Be able to experience God's salvation.
能够得着基督咧，就系能够去经历神嘅救恩。
To gain Christ is to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
得着基督咧，亦都代表佢得以从死里复活。
Which means to receive eternal life.
咁只不过就系另一个表达，话佢能够得着永生。
And to be counted as worthy to enter the age to come.
而且咧系被睇为配得进入呢个将要嚟嘅世代。
So remember the two reasons I mentioned to you from the last sermon why Christ was so precious.
咁唔知大家仲记唔记得我上一篇信息同大家分享过有两个原因点解基督系咁宝贵咧
？So on top of that, then this would be the third reason.Why knowing Christ and gaining Him is of surpassing value to Paul.
咁上一次讲到信息里面提过嘅两个原因以外啊，今日我就同大家分享第三个原因。
So the first reason we saw was Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. It's through Christ we come to a living relationship with God Yahweh, our Creator.
咁第一个原因咧就系耶稣系道路、真理同埋生命。透过耶稣基督，我哋能够同神建立一份活泼嘅关系。
Because he said, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
因为耶稣讲过啦，若不藉住我，冇人能够去到父嗰度。
And the second reason why it's so precious is in following Christ, in bearing our own cross, we can truly live out the commandment to love, to freely love, free from the bondage of self.
第二个原因点解基督咁宝贵咧？就系当我哋愿意跟随基督，真系背起我哋嘅十字架嘅时候咧，我哋先能够真正活出爱嘅诫命。我哋能够有呢份自由，我哋能够脱离自我嘅捆绑。
And to gain Christ, today we saw has to do with attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Is to be able to receive eternal life in the end.
而今日我哋睇到第三个原因咧，就系当我哋得着基督咧，其实系关乎我哋嘅救恩嘅，系代表我哋能够领受呢个永生。
But to gain Christ, we saw both from Jesus' own teaching and Paul's experience, we have to deal with the self.
但系咧，要得着基督咧，无论系从主耶稣基督嘅教导，定系保罗嘅经验，我哋都睇到我哋必须要向自我而死。
So we can truly wholeheartedly to love God and to love others.
以致我哋真正能够做到全心全人去爱神同埋爱人如己。
So Yahweh God calls us in Christ to put an end to our old life.
所以 Yahweh 神咧藉住耶稣基督呼召我哋，要去终结我哋嘅旧生命。
So we can be free from self and the bondage of sin.
以致我哋能够从自我同埋罪恶嘅捆绑里面咧得着释放。
And when we by faithFollow Christ, and through God's grace, we may become a new person in Christ.
以至咧靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋能够亦都系藉住我哋嘅信心，我哋可以成为喺基督里面嘅新造嘅人。
So Paul was so focused on this one goal of gaining Christ.
所以保罗咧，佢系一路好专注喺呢个得着基督呢个目标嗰度。
Because he know it's the will of God Yahweh for mankind in order to experience salvation.
因为佢深深知道咧，耶和华神向我哋嘅旨意就系让世人都得着救恩。
Yes, getting Christ was the will of God for mankind.
咁所以咧，人能够得着基督嚟得着呢份救恩，就系神对世人嘅呢份旨意。
And in order for them to experience salvation,
就系唯有透过得着基督，我哋先能够经历呢个救恩。
Just like what we saw, today in Verse 10 to 11.
就好似我哋今日睇到腓立比书三章十至十一节。
So in the last part of today's sermon, I would like to lead you to consider briefly what does it mean to gain Christ.
咁嚟到我哋今日信息最后嘅部分，我都想同大家好短短嘅睇下，究竟得着基督系咩意思咧
？So Christ is not an object or can you see the next trophy?
咁基督咧，并唔系一件物件或者一只奖杯，让我哋可以得着嘅。
So, how can we gain him in terms of God's salvation plan and according to the scriptures?
咁根据圣经，根据神呢个救恩计划，我哋点样得着基督呢
？Since he is not an object or trophy，
因为佢唔系一件物件，亦都唔系一个奖杯。
So I would like to share with you 3 points。
咁我想同大家分享三点。
So we gain Christ when we are transformed by the Holy Spirit of God to become more and more like Him。
第一点，我哋咧透过被神嘅圣灵去改变嘅时候咧，变得越嚟越似基督，我哋就得着基督。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 29，
喺罗马书八章二十九节。
So may I ask Pastor Grace to read for us？
罗马书八章二十九节，因为他所预知、所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子。
So here we see that in God Yahweh's salvation plan。It's God's will for us to be transformed to be like the image of Christ.
咁喺呢度我哋就睇到啦，亚维神嘅救恩计划里面咧，神嘅心意啊，系要让我哋都能够被改变，成为有佢儿子嘅模样。
When we faithfully follow Christ, Heavenly Father will also work in our hearts through His Holy Spirit to transform us to be more and more like Christ.
当我哋真系好当我哋真系好信实、好faithful、好忠心，当我哋真系好忠心去跟随基督嘅时候咧，咁天父就会喺我哋心里面动工啦，藉住佢嘅圣灵改变我哋，以致我哋越嚟越似能够效法佢爱子耶稣基督嘅榜样。
So this is the first way we can gain Christ, which is to be changed by God to be more like Jesus Christ. We follow Him in faith and to imitate Him.
所以第一个能够让我哋得着基督嘅途径，就系我哋要让神去改变我哋，令到我哋透过跟随基督嘅时候咧，我哋去效法佢，忠心嘅跟随佢，就能够变得越嚟越似佢。
The second way we can gain Christ is by abiding in Him or to live together with Him。
第二个能够帮助我哋得着基督嘅方法，就系我哋必须学识住喺佢里面，或者可以话系同佢同活。
For example, in marriage, the husband and wife begins a new life together after marriage by living together in the same house.
咁举个例子啦，系人结婚啦，咁丈夫同妻子就会开始佢哋下一个阶段嘅新生活，佢哋会一齐喺同一个屋檐下生活。
So this is how they can begin to have one another, to give one to another that is different from being a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
咁呢个咧，亦都系开始一个新阶段，佢哋去将自己俾出俾对方，系同佢哋之前作为男女朋友的时候系有分别嘅。
So they are dwelling together。
佢哋真系去同住一齐生活。
So similarly, how can we begin to gain Christ and to know Him？
咁同样嘅，我哋点样开始能够去得着基督，去 to gain Him？No。咁我哋点样可以去得着基督去认识基督呢
？So Christian must learn to abide in Christ and to live with Him through faith。
咁作为基督徒咧，我哋要学识点样去住喺基督里面，点样去 藉住信心去认识佢。
So in Philippians chapter 3, sorry, in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17, let me read to you in English.Or we can read together, actually, those who can read English. 1, 2, 3. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. So here we see it's through faith, and through being faithful to God and to Christ, that we can live together with Christ to gain Him and to abide in Him.
嗱喺呢节经文，我哋就睇到啦，系藉住信心同埋我哋忠心嘅向神、向基督咧，让我哋能够去藉住同基督同活，住喺佢里面而得着基督。
And the third way we may gain Christ has to do with a deeper fellowship or the knowledge of Him。
第三点，我哋点样去得着基督咧？系要藉住一个更深嘅相交团契，我哋对神、对基督有更深嘅认识。
So it's not head knowledge, but experiential knowledge of knowing Christ.
但系呢度讲紧嘅唔系头脑上嘅认识，而系我哋经验上、经历上能够真正认识基督。
Using again the marriage couple as an example.
咁我再一次用一对夫妻佢哋呢个婚姻嚟做一个例子。
Marriage couple, they are living together in the same place.
咁一对结咗婚嘅夫妻，佢哋已经住喺同一个地方啦。
But if they have very little communication or fellowship from heart to heart.
但如果他们平日呢都没有一些真心的交流的对话的。
They just live together, eat together.
他们是住在一起也都一起吃饭。
Maybe watch YouTube together.
可能一起看 YouTube.
Then the couple are just roommates living, life in the same, under the same roof.
咁佢哋只不过好似其他同住喺同一间屋嘅人一样啫。
So this would be such a pity, though they live together, but there's no deeper fellowship from heart to heart.
咁就好可惜啦。虽然佢哋真系同住，但系根本就冇任何深入嘅心灵嘅交流。
So you cannot really say the husband and wife belong to each other.
你都好难话呢对夫妻真系系属于彼此嘅。
Because there's no communication or union of the will.On a deeper level, that's on the level of their spirits, on their hearts.
因为他们根本就没有深入的相交交流，也都没有一个在他们心灵上或者是意愿上一份合一。
So in the same way, in order to gain Christ, we need to know Him, to fellowship and to share in the same mind with Him.
所以同样地，如果我们说要得着基督呢，我们必须认识他，必须跟他是有接触、有交流的。以致我们能够拥有跟他一样的心思意念。
So this is why Paul mentioned this phrase, to know Christ in today's passage twice.
这个也都是为什么保罗在今天的经文里面呢是提了两次要去认识基督。
So in verse 10, Paul says he wants to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection and also his suffering, being conformed to his death.
咁喺第十节咧，保罗就讲到佢要去认识基督，并且认识佢复活嘅大能，亦都要去认识佢，即系透过受苦去认识佢啦，去亦都效法佢嘅死。
So these are deeper level of fellowship and union with Christ that Paul is seeking in order to gain Christ.
为要得着基督，呢一啲就系保罗佢一路去追求嘅，同基督之间有更深嘅团契，更深嘅合一。
So this is the third way that we may gain, how we may gain Christ.
咁呢个咧就系我哋想得着基督嘅第三个门路。
Had to do with a deeper fellowship or knowing Christ, being united with Him in the same life He lived, in the same manner of suffering for the gospel, and also in the same manner of His death.That he died because of his love for God and for others' sake.
咁所以咧，咁所以咧，嚟到第三个能够得着基督嘅途径，就系需要我哋同基督有一份真正嘅联合，有一份交流啦。我哋去认识佢咧，系点样认识？就系藉住我哋。同佢同活啦，我哋要分享佢为到福音所愿意经历嘅苦难，我哋要甚至效法佢嘅死，就系佢对于神同埋对于其他人嘅爱，佢牺牲自己。
So these are the three points on gaining Christ.
咁呢三点咧就系关乎要得着基督嘅方法。
So first is to be changed to be more like Him.
第一点就我哋要去被改变啦，我哋越嚟越似基督。
Secondly, to abide in Him through faith.
第二咧就系藉住信心要住喺基督里面。
And thirdly, deeper fellowship with Him and to know and to identify with Him experientially.
第三点咧就系能够同基督有更深嘅交流，唔单止认识佢，更加要喺经验体，更加要喺经历同埋体验上咧去同基督认同。
So my time is up.
咁时间都差唔多啦。
So when I prepare this sermon.
当我在预备这篇信息的时候
I felt human words are so limited to explain the great and wonderful salvation plan of God in Christ Jesus.
我深深感受到我们人的言语是不足以去表达神对我们的神在基督耶稣里面这个救恩计划的奇妙。
So Yahweh God loves us so much that He also has a great plan for you and I in Christ Jesus.
亚维神是几咁爱我哋，佢爱我哋，以致佢喺耶稣基督里面咧，为我哋有非常伟大嘅一个计划。
By God's grace, I hope I have conveyed to you the reason why Apostle Paul was so focused on gaining Christ as the goal of his life.
咁靠住神嘅恩典咧，我都好希望能够清楚嘅去表达出俾你哋明白，点解使徒保罗咧会系一直能够咁专注以得着基督为佢生命嘅目标。
Because It is the good will of God for you and I to be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
因为呢，神向我们所怀这个美好的旨意，就是你和我都得以去效法他爱子耶稣基督的榜样。
And it's in responding to Christ's call to bid farewell to all that a person has, we can shift our obsession of ourselves from us onto God and things of eternal value and to others.
是因为透过我们愿意去向我们旧有的一切自我说再见，我们这样回应基督的时候，我们才有可能将我们一直很自恋，很专注在爱自己的身上，然后呢转移到去真正去爱神，爱这个有永恒价值的事情身上。
So we can truly be free to love God and others without reservation.
亦都是这样的时候，我们才能够真正得着自由，能够爱神，爱其他人，而且是毫无保留的。
And we can walk without encumbrance with God, following after Jesus Christ our Lord, with all those who love him unto eternity.
亦都是唯有这样的时候，我们才可以毫无难阻的去同神同行，去跟随基督，并且呢去爱身边的人，而且能够一起进入永恒。
Yeah, so let us close in a prayer.
我们现在一起用祷告结束。